Welcome, and thanks for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church audio podcast. We're glad you're joining us today. If you would like to learn more about our church, check out our website at r4sq.org. Now stay tuned for today's message. Enjoy, and God bless.
God, we thank you for these people that you've brought here today, Father. God, I ask that you would use us this morning, Father. Move us out of the way, God, and let only you be seen. In Jesus' name.
Good morning, Restoration. I know y'all tired. Once you get some Skittles in you, you'll get a little excited. I ask that you do me a favor. As much as you want to, open that bag. Please do not open your bag. Amen? Just go and say, "Oh, it's all right. It's all right." Listen, each and every one of you should have had a bag of Skittles. And on last week, Pastor Jasper and Pastor Angela dealt with the elephant in the room or the elephant in the church, and they did it so eloquently. So pray for us. We're going to do the actual opposite side of that. We're going to actually deal with individuals. We're going to deal with the mixed bag. Amen? The mixed bag. Everybody got that? The mixed bag. So now you know what the Skittles are for. Amen? The mixed bag. Please don't open your Skittles. Amen? Listen to me. Before we start, each of you will acknowledge today that you belong to something greater than yourself. Amen. You belong to something greater than yourself. Each of you are attached to some organization or group that consists of several other people. Some of you are associated with a certain school or as a student or an alumni or even a teacher. Many of you are team members of a job, certain schools that you go to. And all of you are members of a family, whether you're father, mother, brother, sister. Amen?
Amen.
As you look around, you can see right now that you're part of this congregation. Amen? Whether you're a visitor or you're a member, you're still part of this congregation. I'm bringing that out for a point because we're all important in the body of Christ. Amen? Each and every one of us are important in the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12 and 20 states that there are many members but one body. We all represent the body of believers, yet each of us are individuals. Each of us are individuals, different in many ways, but functioning as a single entity. Amen? We're going to get somewhere with this. We gathered into this place for one purpose, and that's to worship God. I don't know what you woke up for, but I woke up this early this morning just to worship God. Amen? Amen? Well, I'm in the right place. I just wanted to make sure I was in the right place. Each of us, to take one Skittle, open up your packages now. I know it's been a long time and you've been waiting. I want each of you to open up your Skittles. And did you realize that there is a certain way that almost everybody opens a Skittle? That's in that corner when you tear that one corner out. Everybody tears that little one corner out. Well, some of us tear that little one corner out. When you tear that corner out, you tear it out because you want to try to get one Skittle out, right? That's the purpose of tearing that. All of you that are having difficulties with your Skittles, it's all right. Life is difficult sometimes. I just ask you to not quit. Just keep pushing on, and God will enable you to open up your bag of Skittles. We're almost there. We got husband and wife. See, that's good when you get husband and wife team that are struggling to get this thing open, but they are not going to stop because their kids watching. Amen? Amen. Everybody got that? Everybody got them open right now. Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to look in that bag and you find out the one that you love the most. Just one. One that just sets your heart on fire. One Skittle. Only one. When you have it, everybody say amen. That means raise it up and say amen.
Amen.
Everybody got that one Skittle. Are you ready? We're almost there. Now, I want you to take that one Skittle. I want everybody to take that in. Eat it. Everybody enjoy. Now, isn't that a great flavor? Taste it. Oh, taste and see. Taste it. Now, out of all those Skittles in that bag, that one is the one that sets your heart on fire, right? If they can get a bag with just those in it, you would buy them, wouldn't you? It's something about that one Skittle that makes a difference. Am I right?
One flavor's not enough.
I should tell you, one flavor is not enough. If you look in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 14 through 17, it says, "For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, 'Because I'm not a hand, I am not of the body,' it is therefore not of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I'm not an ear, because I'm not an eye, I'm not of the body,' it is therefore not of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? And if the whole body were hearing, where would the smelling be?" We need each other.
That's good.
One flavor is just not enough. And here's the thing. It's not about just, when I say we need each other, it's not about tolerating each other.
Come on.
It is not about just being okay with the other person being here. It's about embracing each other and our differences. And there's a difference in the two. Tolerate means to allow something that is bad or unpleasant to exist, happen, or be done. I don't want to be tolerated. I don't want to be the part that you think, well, I just have to tolerate that being there. Yeah. That would indicate that I'm bad or unpleasant, which is not true. I want you to embrace me, and I want you to embrace who I was created to be, realizing that I was created to be a different flavor than you are.
Amen.
To embrace means to accept someone readily or gladly. That's not always easy to do, but that's the goal that we're to be working towards. We've got to realize that though someone may not look like us, we all have a purpose and a place. How boring would life be if we were all exactly the same? How much would not get done if we were all exactly the same? Because trust me, if everyone was like me, we're going to be in trouble. We're going to have fun, but we're going to get in trouble. And there's going to be so much stuff that never gets accomplished. There are things that only you can do. But you've got to be willing to not only step up and be the flavor that you were created to be, but you have to be willing to embrace the flavor that I was created to be. One flavor is not enough. I think about people who are either born or at some point during their life lose a limb or an organ or a sense. Though they may learn how to do things differently than we do, they're in a way disabled. And when we don't step up and become the flavor that we were created to be, then we'll have a disabled church. We'll have a church that can't function the way that it was created to function because we don't have all of our parts. So one flavor is not enough. And we've got to not only embrace those around us, but we've got to be willing to find out where we fit and what flavor we are.
Second topic is find your flavor. You know something? We have so many people mimicking other flavors. We mimic other flavors so long we become what? Bipolar. We don't know whether God wants us here. We don't know if God wants us there. Because I'm always trying to be Miss Angela White. Why? She's so dynamic. She brings the word. It's just awesome. But God is saying, I never created you to be her. I never anointed you to be her. I anointed you to be barren and barren only. Amen? But Lord, it's just something about that flavor. It's something about her. It's something that the people just draw to her. But I never meant for you to meet those people. I have people for you. For you. Amen? You know, Matthew 16 and 15 says, "And then he told them, 'Go into all the world and preach the gospel, preach the good news to everyone.'" To everyone. Amen? You realize that one person can't preach to everybody? How many in here knows Chinese? I changed that. How many people know Greek? How about Hebrew? Well, we got one that knows Greek. Amen. One person can't do it all. But how many other people know German? There are different languages. There are different people that need to be reached. And that one person can't go all around the world. So God created us individually. Individually. I'm trying to get you to understand something. You are not just a throwaway. You're somebody special. There's something about you. You're special. Your flavor is special. Now, I know you reached in that bag and you found out that one that you love to taste the most. But there are some need for, you know what? Everybody loves cherry, amen? But some people love a good grape, amen? It's something about a good grape. I don't know, a grape Kool-Aid, grape sodas. It may be old school, but I love old school, amen? Those are the things I embrace. Once you learn to embrace who you are, you're telling God that, Lord, you didn't make a mistake. You didn't hear me. Once you embrace who you are, then you tell the Lord, Lord, you didn't make a mistake. I might not be as eloquent as this person. I might not look as best as this person. But something you put in me is for somebody else. You know, I'm always trying to get us out of that selfish mentality, amen? It's not about you. What you have done is for someone else. This is when you begin to live. When you've embraced who you are. I'm a cherry. I love being a cherry. Cherries are good. I know that there's some grapes around, but cherries are fantastic. But those ones that are grapes are saying grapes are fantastic. It is a wonderful thing when you taste a grape. We're old school. You know, cherry is something new. Amen? There's something special about you that God has poured into you. So learn to live with that and move on. Amen?
How many knows where the flavor of a Skittle come from? It's not on the outside. It has absolutely nothing to do with the color of it. The flavor's on the inside. It's true. If I took one of these bags of Skittles and I soaked them in water and got all of the outside color off, still going to taste like exactly what it was created to be. It is not going to be about whether the candy shell of it was red or green or purple. It's not going to matter. It's about what was on the inside and what it was created to be. So if I did that, and I had a bowl of them up here that had no color on the outside, and I asked you to come up here, how are you going to be able to tell whether this is the strawberry is a strawberry or the grape is a grape? You're going to have to taste it. You're going to have to get to the inside of it because it's still what it was created to be. The same is with us. It is not about our outside appearance. It is not about the color of our skin. It is not about our background. It is not about how we grew up. It is not about any of those things. It's not about our culture. It's not about any of that. It's about what is on the inside of us. It's about our flavor. We get our flavor from Jesus, from the Creator. We all have that different, unique flavor that He's given to each one of us that was specifically for us. Our identity and our flavor has to come from Jesus, not who we are on the outside. Now, if I were to take some of these Skittles and I scratched the S off on the outside, or I scratched up the color on it, or if I even took one and completely just crushed it, till it was just unrecognizable, and you picked it up and you tasted it, guess what it's still going to taste like? It's going to taste like a Skittle, what it was created to be. Because damage does not determine the flavor. So you may have come in here today and you may think, I'm beaten up, I'm scarred up, nobody knows what I've been through, nobody knows what's happened to me in the past, nobody knows the things that I've done. Those scratches and those bruises and even those things that crushed us never changed the inside. Amen. Never changed the flavor that we were created to be. Matthew 5:13 says, you are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. If a Skittle didn't have any flavor, if it was just a, you know, little wad of gelatin or whatever it is, we're not going to be lined up to get those. We're not going to be like, I can't wait to get to the store because Skittles came out today. There's no flavor in them. They would not serve a purpose. And the same thing goes with us as believers. The same thing goes for the church. If we don't have the flavor of Christ, we are of no good. The world is not going to want what we have. They're not going to be drawn to that. When I was a kid, we used to get those little wax bottles filled with the like Kool-Aid stuff. What was that about? Was it about the wax Coke bottle that it came in? No, because once you got what was on the inside out of it, get rid of that. Has no flavor. It served its purpose, but you were trying to get to what was on the inside. Jesus came and gave each of us an individual flavor that would draw the world to us, to draw the world to Him. And we've got to get to the place where we realize it is not about our appearance, how we look, how our hair's cut, the color of our skin, what we wear, whether we wear suits or jeans, whether we wear heels or Converse, whatever it is. That's not about the flavor that we have on the inside. Amen. We may look different, but our flavor comes from the same source. Yeah. It comes from Jesus.
Let me ask this question. We talked about the Skittles, and everybody understands they're individuals. But my question is, what about the bag? What about the bag? What is so significant about the bag? You know something? That bag is used to hold a finished product. Not only is it to hold a finished product, it seals the finished product. Amen? And what I love about this particular product is that everything inside the bag is different. And then it seals up everything that's different. Now, if you do that in our society today, you put a bunch of people that just don't match together, they will start to bicker after a while. They'll start to argue. They'll start to not get along because the bag is sealed and they can't get out. Well, I can't be myself. I can't be a cherry because we got a grape beside me. I can't be this or I can't be that because they don't understand me. But that's society's mentality. Let me tell you what God said. I make them all different. And I'm going to pour them into the same bag. And I'm going to seal it up. And He's going to seal it up for a certain time. A certain time, amen? During this time of waiting, you get to know what the next person is doing. The closer I get to this young lady, the more I call her, the more we pray together, the more we share notes, the closer I become as a family. Because I understand, wow, okay, I got it. This is what she's all about. And then she said, well, this is what Baron's all about. And the more we rub and we sharpen one another, the more I begin to get, My wife would say, you got a perfume on you. That must be Leanne because we've been close together. You got a cologne on you because I've been close to Baron. What I'm trying to say is if each one of those Skittles have a different flavor to it and they rub against each other while they're in the bag. Long as they're in the bag, they're rubbing against each other. They constantly rub against, and they're in there for a reason. See, God meant that to happen. And what I love about it, He piled them all on top of each other. It's all on top of each other. Every time you turn that bag from one side to the other, you may be up on one day and down on the next day, but you're still in the bag, amen? You're still in the bag. Listen, I said that bag is used to hold a finished product, amen? But what I love the way God does things, all products that are finished don't mean that they're not broken. You might be damaged, but you're still in the bag. There are some Skittles in there, they're crushed. Actually, I like the crushed ones because the juices are already out. Amen? But some Skittles are crushed. Like she said, some Skittles, the S is erased off it. It's not a perfect item, but it's finished. If you ain't happy about yourself right now, I'm so happy about myself because I know I'm messed up. But He said, I'm finished. He finished me, and as He finished me for this particular time, as I move throughout time, He continues to mark a little bit. You know what, Baron? You've been up there all day long with a half an S on there, so it's time for me to finish the S on you. Well, I can't finish the S just yet because I still have all the insides. Hey, let me push those back in. Let me seal everything up. Let me put the right color on you because we don't need another grape. We already got a grape. I need for you to be a cherry. So he's working on us while we're in the bag. Another thing, the bag is fantastic, and we're in there, and he shakes us up, and we learn one another. We rub on each other. And then my question is, what about the tear? Some of you tore the bag to the left or to the right. I know if you're left-handed. Some just ripped the bag right open. That tear is significant. That tear only happens when the consumer wants what's inside. It only happens when the consumer wants what's inside. What I love about this bag that God has placed here is that the actual person that's opening it is God. When he thinks you're finished enough, he's going to tear the bag. He'll tear it, and then guess what? Just like we tear it on the side so we can get one at a time, he'll tear it so he can dump out one at a time. Sometime a grape might fall out. Sometime a cherry might fall out. This or that. Each one of us will fall out exactly the way God wants us to leave. But that tear is for a reason. Listen, I can stay in church all day long, and we can celebrate, and we can get so excited about life. And if we never leave that door, no one else gets saved.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not about you. It's about you coming into the bag, allowing God to seal you in the bag, shake you up with some grapes and some cherries and some oranges and some yellows. And you know what? And then if you smell your bag right now, you can't tell which one's yellow. Guess what? That smell is the same because they're all together. They're all rubbing together for a reason. The tear is so that we can be released. We come into the church, we're bound up with this and that, with our individual things, when all I could have done is just call Leanne. Leanne, I need to talk to you. I'm struggling right now. I got issues right now. I can't talk to my friends. I can't talk to this. I need for you to pour into my life. That's when God says, Leanne, I need you to leave the bag for a minute. I need for you to go over, and I need you to bless that man. I need you to bless him. I need you to pour into him. I want you to grab that pail. And you know something? Don't give him a quart. I need to feel him. You see what I'm saying? That release, once that bag is torn and God is giving you that release, he's charging you. He's anointing you to go out and compel men to come. Amen? If we're bound up all the time and we never allow God to open the bag, he's not going to open the bag when you just totally messed up. You're no good to anybody. But just when you right at the edge of being perfect, that's when he turned around and released you, and he poured you into the world. Amen? Let's look at Matthew, the 28th chapter and the 20th verse. This is what it reads. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I'm with you always. He wants you to go. He wants us to go. But he doesn't want us to stay right here. As much as I like being right here, I'm going to have to leave sometime. I'm going to have to be charged. I'm going to have to be pouring out to somewhere else. Amen? So that I can reach somebody else. Reach those ones that are out there. Reach those ones that are sick. Reach those ones that are not saved. God depends on you to be the creature he's created you to be. I love the manufacturer because he created us all different for a reason. And as much and as anointed as I may be, I can't reach who Leanne can reach. I can't reach him. No matter how much word, I can grab the same scriptures, the same word, and say it, and they're looking like, okay. But as soon as she opens her mouth, it's like, that's God right there. Because each one of us was tuned in for a certain voice, a certain anointing. We don't have it all, amen? I don't have it all. I love the fact that I'm surrounded by men and women of God that I can always call. Because when I approach somebody, and I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to handle that one. Let me call Steve. I can't handle that one. Let me call Michael. Let me call Felicia. You know, that's, you know why I know that? Because I'm constantly rubbing with them. I know them. I know their spirit. I understand who they are. So now I can say, I got somebody else. This fish is not getting away. We shouldn't let a fish get away because we don't have the right lure. Never let a fish get away. Just call another angler. Let them bring their stuff, and they'll fish that person out of what they are. Amen? That's what we need. And you know something? And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let this go. Stop running so fast to different people unless God called you to. That person might be anointed. I mean, slaying demons left and right. But I don't need that right now. Sometimes I might just need that quiet person that you never knew that had a storm inside. That person is able to handle this situation. So now, guess what? Seek ye first the kingdom. I'm always seeking after the things of God and seeking the voice of God and hearing the voice of God. And we won't get tired if I keep running all over the place. You won't be tired because you'll stop and say, it's not her mission today. It's his mission. Okay, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Pour into my life. You know why I trust this woman? Because I know she hears from God. But now I need to learn to trust her. Well, I don't know her. We'll get close to her.
Come on.
Find out. Understand. The two are together. So guess what? When I get close to her, I automatically have to get close to him. You know what I'm saying? So now that's a corporate thing. And then I get to know the children. I get to know friends. I get to know everybody. Because now I want to trust that the God in you is able to deliver me from my situation. There are no big eyes in this church. There are no big eyes in the body of Christ. We all need one another. We're all different Skittles in one pack. Amen? Amen? Let me ask you a question. Is anybody here that's not saved? Before we go on, anybody here that's not saved? Anybody that's? Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone? Amen. Amen. This is an opportunity. And the reason I'm doing this is because we're unifying together. And we got to be on the same page. This is an opportunity for anyone that's not saved to give their life to Christ. This is an opportunity for them to pour out their life and say, Lord, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect at all. But Lord, I thank you that everybody around me is not perfect either. So it's all right, Lord. I want to give my life to you because I know that you're able to redeem. I know that you're able to set free. I know that you're able because your son died on the cross for my sins. I no longer have to worry about this problem anymore. That's what you're saying to the Lord right now. So if there's anyone that wants to give their life to Christ, we want to handle that today. Anyone that wants to, feel free. Be bold and just stand to your feet and just come to the altar. And let's do this. Let's join together in this thing. Amen? Amen? Amen.
I loved this sermon. I loved every point about it, and especially that last one, talking about the bag and the significance of it. The church, we need that. We need each other. We need to be able to come together, to fellowship, to pray with each other, to have those things in place so that when we get to that place where we think, I can't go on, I'm weak today or I'm whatever, that we can come here and know that we can be together with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so this morning, during altar time, we are going to have everybody come forward. Everybody. And we're going to press in up here. I want you to get to as close together with the people next to you as you can. I want you to be touching, just like we're in a bag of Skittles, because that's essentially what we are this morning. We've all ended up in this bag, and there was a purpose for it. And so we're going to come together this morning, and we're going to pray together. Corporate prayer, praying for the people beside you, praying for the people behind you, for the people in front of you, realizing that we're all in this together. And though we may look differently on the outside, the flavor that we have to offer the world is the same. So as you make your way to the altars this morning, come and don't come thinking, I don't want to. to be touching the person beside me. I don't want to be. No, I want you to press in. Because really the bottom line is we're all going to spend an eternity together. And if we can't get close and we can't love each other here, then how will we ever be able to do it in eternity? As you're standing here this morning, I want you to look at the people around you, the people beside you. And I want you to purpose this morning that there'll be no more tolerating. There'll be no more, we just put up with them. But you'll be able to look at that person beside you, those people behind you, the ones in front of you, and you'll be able to look at the gifts that they've been given. You'll be able to look at the purpose that they're supposed to serve. You'll be able to look at their different flavors and their different colors and their different whatever it is, and you'll be able to embrace that. You'll be able to truly look at those people thinking, I love her. I love him. I love the purpose that they serve. And if you don't know what the purpose is that they serve, I would encourage you to find out. And if you don't know your flavor this morning, if you're thinking, I know I'm a Skittle and I know I'm part of this, but I don't really know what my flavor is. I don't really know what my purpose is. I tried working in youth and that was horrible, so I just sat down. Or I tried being in the music ministry and that didn't work out. I didn't feel like I was a fit there. Just because the first thing you tried didn't work out doesn't mean that you get to sit down and just rest and think that I'm so... hang out over here. We all, from the youngest to the oldest, have a purpose, we have a plan, and we have an ordained destiny that no one can fulfill but us. So if you don't know your flavor this morning, get with somebody. Say, I don't know what my flavor is, but can you help me? Where do you think I might be plugged in? Where do you think I might be used? What gifts do you see in me that I don't see it myself? We don't just get to sit back and think that we're just going to be that Skittle that, you know, got stuck in the bottom of the bag and never fulfilled its destiny. That wasn't our purpose. So we're going to pray over you guys this morning. And I hope that something that we said this morning encourages you. That it showed you something different. Was it a fun thing? Yeah, I love Skittles. But I hope that that's something that God used to go deeper with you. So, love up on the person beside you and pray for them. If you're not comfortable praying out loud, that's okay. But if you are comfortable praying out loud, I encourage you to do that. They need to hear that they have brothers and sisters and fellow Skittles who believe in them and the calling on their lives.
And that's a wrap. Thanks again for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church audio podcast. We hope you are encouraged and empowered by today's message. Look, if God has touched your life through Restoration Church, we would love to hear your testimony. So please email us your story at amen@r4sq.org. We pray you have a great week, and God bless.